you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us. For many Americans, it was a wedding delayed, a year or sometimes even more. Of course, because of COVID-19, the pandemic, which made it unsafe to gather in person for events, others did their weddings online last year, did it as a Zoom event instead, or maybe a very small group of people testing before they arrived together, others watching this ceremony virtually. I know that certainly we did that at our house. There were a couple of weddings that we observed virtually because there could not be guests in person. But now here we are, 2021. Weddings can take place in person. How is that affecting the business of weddings or of couples who have rescheduled for this year? We're at 866-893-KPECC. That's 866-893-5722. I want to find out from you if you have gotten married so far this year or have plans to get married this year. How is it different if you have delayed it? What's the experience been like? Joining me is Michelle Garibay, who's the owner and principal planner of her own event firm. It specializes in destination weddings. Her company is based in Temecula. Michelle, very good to have you with us today. How is your business doing right now?
Hi, Larry. Thank you so much for having me. Well, needless to say, the floodgates have opened. It was, you can't have weddings, to now you can. And everything has gone completely berserk, in a good way and a bad way. So couples are excited to jump back in, postponed weddings that are now back on. Couples that were waiting in the wings are now comfortable planning again. So it's really been quite a flood and a rush of trying to tread water and make sure that we're being of service to the couples who have hired us already and get back going again, and then also be available to be of service to couples who are inquiring.
Well, and I wonder about vendors and about venues. Have prices gone up? Because, of course, last year was a terrible year for everybody involved in the business of weddings. And with the high demand this year, are they trying to recoup some of that in their pricing?
Yes and no. But because of all the cancellations and our industry was completely shut down last year, product was essentially thrown away, like fresh florals, nobody buying flowers, so they got thrown away. Businesses sadly went out of business because of the pandemic. So we're in a supply and demand issue to where everyone wants to get married again and start celebrating again. But the ramp up for our industry, it's not like we can flip on a switch and everything's back on. With everything shut down last year, venues had to lay off, furlough people. You know, some aren't going back to work because they're still receiving government assistance at home. So staffing is an issue. Supply is an issue. So for all of these couples looking to get married now, prices have gone up just because of scarcity, availability, even from stationers to floral designers to food. So it's really, the shutdown last year is really having a ripple effect across the board. And as a wedding planner, I'm kind of at the pinnacle of it and in the middle between my couples and the wedding professionals serving those couples.
Yeah, so you're dealing with a lot of sticker shock, I'm sure, on behalf of your clients. Michelle Garibay with us, owner and principal planner at her own event firm, which specializes in destination weddings. Her company is based in Southwest Riverside County in Temecula. I'd like to hear from you if you also work in the wedding business, like Michelle, if you're a vendor who provides different services for weddings, if you have a venue that you provide, maybe you're even a faith leader who conducts weddings and your calendar has gotten very, very booked on weekends in 2021. Like to hear about that. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Coming up, we'll talk with Ben in the Pico Robertson District, who just got married last month. I want to find out from him what that experience was like. If you recently got married or you are planning a wedding for later this year, share with us what that experience is like. If you're a vendor, if you're a florist, a musician, if you provide a caterer, any kinds of services for weddings and wedding venues, like to hear from you. 866-893-KPCC. Back in 1 minute. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us. Weddings 2021, a vastly different experience than last year, when so many weddings were dramatically changed or even delayed so that couples could have the kind of wedding they really wanted whenever we got through COVID-19. Ben in the Pico Robertson District, good to have you with us. I understand you got married about a month ago.
Yeah, May 23rd.
Very good. Congratulations on that. Yep. So what was your experience like?
So when we were kind of like planning the wedding, you know, at first, you know, back in like February, March, no venues were open. No event spaces were available. We had very few options. And we basically had only like two choices, and we found one that worked for us, and we were going to do it completely outside, and we were going to have no food, no alcohol, very strict about mask observance. And then like 2 weeks before the wedding, all of a sudden the CDC came out and said you could completely open up, not completely open up, but if you were vaccinated, outside was fine. And so all of a sudden, everything radically changed. So though the venue was very reasonably priced, now all of a sudden, all of the rentals, the delivery for the rentals were almost as expensive as the rentals themselves. And there was no bargaining because they had like 20 other people they could rent out their stuff to. So overnight, it went from, wow, look how amazing it is, we got these great prices, to, oh no, like if we don't act, we're not going to be able to get anything. And that was from the food we decided to have last minute, to, you know, drinks and everything. So yeah, it was a real shock all of a sudden.
Yeah, it must have been. But did the wedding take place in a way that you were hopeful it would?
It was extraordinary. Our wedding planner just pulled magic out of a hat, and it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. And I mean, I think with my wife that would have happened anyway. But it just, there was, everyone has a story of at least something that went wrong. And nothing went wrong. Everything was gorgeous. And we were really lucky.
Ben, congratulations again to you and your wife. Thank you for joining us. Ben describing what his wedding about a month ago was like. 866-893-KPECC. Scarlett in Downey, I understand you're a church musician. So what's happening so far this year with that?
Well, getting a lot more weddings, that's for sure. I think because I was doing music for churches, there was definitely some people who, while they were kept postponing their actual reception, still wanted to be married in the church. And so we'd have, like, the couple and maybe their immediate family. And then I would be masked, and my husband would play guitar, and we'd do the music and make it as beautiful as we could, you know, for the ceremony at least. And I know a lot of them were pushing off their receptions, but now they're starting to get bigger. You know, more people are there, less masks are worn, obviously, and much, much more weddings are going through. So it's been interesting to watch the ebb and flow of the pre-pandemic and then during the pandemic and now post-pandemic. Because, yeah, I've been doing music for weddings for almost 2 decades now. So it's like it was very fascinating to watch.
And yeah. Was it hard for you to be away from? I mean, I'm assuming that you really enjoy it. Was it hard for you to be off from it for so long?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a musician, I was lucky. lucky that some of my places were still allowing a little bit of music at least. It was honestly just me and my husband for a lot of it, which we lived together, so that made it a little easier. And a lot of musicians I know just were out of work entirely, you know, and there just wasn't an option for them. And so I was lucky that I at least got still retained a percentage of my work. And there were still some people that just wanted a wedding no matter what. If it was just a small group of people, masked, it wasn't what they had planned, obviously. But it was beautiful. And I think it kind of was hopeful, too, that they were still resilient in it, and they were still determined to make this such a beautiful and meaningful day for them. And you know what? These pictures are going to last forever. People are going to look back on their weddings, and, you know, they have masks on, and maybe there were very few people, but they had a wedding in 2020, you know, and the post-pandemic weddings are they are even more joyful. In fact, my neighbor got married two weeks ago, and we did music for her wedding. And so we were able to go next door. They had their reception in the back.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, Scarlett, thank you. We're almost out of time. But and it shows the resilience of people. As you say, for people that got married with, you know, very small group, maybe, you know, just the parents who were there and everybody wearing masks or whatever, and a best friend, that's going to be memorable, too, because it does show the resilience of people who, you know, decided they were going to get married regardless. Jimmy in Koreatown says, I'm a server at Calamigos Ranch, the event venue in Malibu, which does weddings all the time, but I'm making more money from the unemployment benefits than I was working there, so I'm not going back for now. I think it's one of the reasons that workers aren't as interested in going back, and that's contributing to staff shortages. That's Jimmy in Koreatown sharing his perspective. And my thanks to Michelle Garabet, owner and principal planner at Michelle Garabet Events, specializing in destination weddings and based in Temecula. I also want to extend my deepest condolences to the family of Mark Peel, the tremendous chef who was such an influential person here in Los Angeles. He died of a fast-moving cancer yesterday. He was the co-founder of Campanile Restaurant with Nancy Silverton, his then-wife, La Brea Bakery, co-founder with Nancy Silverton as well. And he made multiple appearances on Off-Ramp here with John Raby at KPCC, and was a visitor here as well. Our condolences on the loss of Mark Peel to cancer. From all of us, have a good afternoon.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.